Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And I'm very excited about having a good friend, Keith Ayers, back on the show. Keith's a new friend. He's the president of Integral Leadership Institute, which is based in Westchester, Pennsylvania, but he lives in Australia, which is where he's from, and he's had quite a significant and varied career in the military and in business. He's spent a career helping people like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace, especially when it comes to our organizations, making sure that we help our people be as engaged as possible. His new book is called Engagement is Not Enough. You need passionate employees to achieve your dream. Keith Ayers, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to have you. Be here.
Good to have you on the show, Keith. Congratulations on your book, too, by the way.
Thank you.
One of the things that we've done here on the show over the years, Keith, is we've reported on a number of studies that demonstrate that when you stratify the workplace in terms of engagement, the best I've seen is one-third engaged, one-third somewhat engaged, one-third totally disengaged. And the worst were one-fourth engaged, you know, and half were somewhat engaged and one-fourth totally disengaged. I'm not sure which is worse, which one of those stats is worse. But it's all bad, isn't it, in terms of engagement?
Yep. You're right. You're right. It's an epidemic.
Well, I think you're right. It is. But now, when you say epidemic, that makes it sound like it's feeding on itself, like it's an active condition that's progressive. Is that what you think?
Well, it is. I mean, in fact, I describe it as a cancer in my book that it spreads. You know, that people who are, particularly those that Gallup call actively disengaged, that are really turned off and working against the organization, they're trying to recruit other people who work with them to be like them because they're upset, they're unhappy, they're not...
Sourpuss is like company, don't they?
Exactly. Yes. Misery likes company was the expression I heard many years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so people don't want to be miserable on their own.
Well, how do we, you know, and you say that engagement is not enough. Now, explain what you mean by that.
Well, to me, you know, when someone's engaged, they're switched on. The light's on, someone's home, and they're focused on what they're doing. To me, that's a minimum. You can't do anything with people until they're engaged. Then you can start working with getting them to be more productive.
Because otherwise you're giving somebody something who won't take what you're giving them.
Exactly. And I was wanting to be a little bit provocative with the title, too. I want managers, leaders to raise the bar a bit and aim at getting people to be more passionate about what they do rather than just focusing on engagement. Because I think one of the things that I see a lot of organizations doing in trying to engage people is focus on financial incentives and bonuses and share options and stuff like that. And that if it does engage people, it's a very short lifespan. For a very short period of time, and then they're back to where they were again, and because it just becomes the new normal. And so how do you get people to be more passionate about what they do? And, in fact, most people, I believe, are passionate about the work that they do to some extent. There are more people who are passionate about the work they do than are not if there is nothing going on around them to turn them off.
Huh.
Now, a lot of leaders create an organizational culture, a work environment where people don't like going to work, they don't like working for their boss, and even though they enjoy what they do, they don't enjoy the work experience, and so that affects their engagement levels.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about is this: if it's, any of this is connected to the fact that there are more generations working in the marketplace today than ever before. There's a group of multiple generations that I've never in my long career I've never seen this many different generations with that many different backgrounds and sort of values. Right. What do you think? Is that contributing to this?
I think it is to some extent, and that's partly because the bulk of the managers, the leaders or organization owners, are in the baby boomer generation. There's a few Gen Xers are coming up into those more senior management roles, but it's still primarily baby boomers. And their view is that one of the things I read in a training magazine a couple of years ago, research done by the Center for Creative Leadership, was that all generations have certain things in common. And the number one thing we all have in common is we all have a need for respect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the number one need that I identify in my book as a starting point for getting people to be more passionate is they have to feel respected by their manager, by their peers, by their organization.
Right.
And the thing is, we want it in different ways, though. See, the baby boomers expect to be respected for their experience, their position, their title, what they've got,
and the younger generation, don't care. They don't recognize that, do they?
They don't. No, they don't respect people for that at all. They respect people for who they are, for what kind of person they are, and how they treat you. Right. So, whilst we all have a need for respect, we want it in different ways. And so, the baby boomers need to managers and senior managers in particular need to understand that just having a title in a senior position and all that kind of stuff doesn't earn you respect from the Gen Ys in particular.
But you know, Keith, I'm going to push back on you just a little bit. Just because the Gen Xers and the Gen Ys are the way they are, doesn't make them right either.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, my point is everybody, and I'm not saying you're doing this, but everybody seems to be making allowances for the Gen Xers and the Gen Ys. Oh, they're this way or they're that way. We just have to understand them. We have to move toward them. Well, you know what? That's not going to help them grow up. That's not going to help them take their place in the world.
No.
My point is I always push back on that because I think it's time to tell the Gen Xers and the Gen Ys, you know what? Wake up and pay attention. You may not care for this guy's. You may not be impressed with his title, but you know what? He's logged some hours in the marketplace in order to get that. That's worthy of your respect and your notice.
Yeah.
Am I wrong about that?
I think we need to meet in the middle. And that requires some education on both sides. All right.
But don't you think though that we're coddling the Xers and the Ys a little bit and everybody's trying to move toward them and not upset them? I mean, I'm starting to get a little bit irritated about this myself, Keith. And
I think there's too much emphasis on that. Yes.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, because when we come back, folks, I want to get into what Keith calls the five things that people really want. If you want to really have them engaged, and we'll do that right after these messages, Keith Ayers is our guest, and his book is called Engagement is Not a...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.